in every moment and all experiences. Always take a moment to be with and follow the breath. Just a few simple moments of even, conscious breath in and out. Opening the heart. Welcoming the moment, which is always perfect and has everything that you need. Good morning, Light Tribe. A new initiate to the Walk the Path of Light vibrational support program recently asked me what being looks like. What exactly does it mean to just be? And this is a really relevant question and essential focus of your awareness as we learn to navigate this timeline split. Being is the quintessential state as we remember how to follow energy, understand and listen to energy, trust energy, and become energy once again. It is not the activity itself that defines whether a person is doing or being, and this is an important distinction. It is about learning to trust your intuitive instincts, matching them to the energy of the day, and following this organic flow as you weave in the necessary activities and choices within your daily life. It's interesting to note here that within many cultures, religions, and sciences, for example, that there are vibrational influences that set the energy of the day. Some of you may get a daily astrology report about what the planets are doing on any given day. One of Jim's teachers sends out a monthly Toltec calendar, drawing awareness to the symbols and ancient influences affecting the body, mind, spirit, and even our planet. And the point is that these timeless teachings, ideas learned by shamans and scientists and masters within different spiritual and cosmic principles, point toward a greater energetic influence affecting the nature and outcome of any given day. Fast forward to this unprecedented, otherworldly merge of time and space, solar light, and ascension influences where humanity finds itself uniquely positioned to once again live in harmony with itself and the vibrational world. To be is to move without thought. To be is to intuit the energy within any given moment of any given day and to adjust the human time construct and agenda accordingly. To be is instinctual. To be is soft and fluid. When in a state of being, the heart is open, emotions calm, and the mind still. As you bring greater awareness to and listen to this internal compass, you will hear your guidance within you, ongoing in the smallest and most important decisions throughout your day. Heart open, emotions calm, mind still. Increasingly and necessarily so, you will no longer feel your new self pulled by questions and doubt, shoulds, what ifs, or comparison to some outside ideal of how things are done. To be is to feel. Feel the harmony between whatever you are doing and the vibrational world around you. It is more than a science. Being is the result of an intuitive relationship with yourself and the true nature of reality, which is energy. Energy equals energy becomes a deeper awareness that human being and the vibrational world are one. So let's follow this thread a little deeper. Breathe and open your heart to this innate wisdom within you. To be is a perpetual state of surrender and relaxation. Imagine that for a moment within your current relationship with reality. Where does your mind go? What questions come up in contradiction of that awareness? It is possible to be running trails or watching a movie or cleaning out a closet or sitting in traffic and still be in a complete state of surrender and relaxation. Hence, though the mind could argue these activities are doing, what matters is what is going on in the mind during these seeming states of doing. Being is a feeling state, a whole being state. Within an activity, if the mind is still and fully present to the activity, there is peace. Likewise, a person may be meditating or sitting in stillness or chanting Om. All seeming spiritual activities that surely reflect being. But if the mind is still shooting or doubting or watching the time in anticipation of what is next, then the energy of that person is still in a state of doing, missing the treasure and peace of what it feels like to just be. Being is the only state possible to integrate and comprehend this latest upgrade of consciousness. Both take immeasurable patience. As a species of human doers, I must fix it, I must figure it out, learn more, be better, get a handle on this. Just fill in your own distraction there. Remembering how to be once again requires conscious and frequent choice of rest, meditation, stillness, peaceful interludes with nature, timeless exploration with creativity, actively doing whatever is necessary in your world to maintain a calm center. I shared recently of adding color to my home and garden and creating an additional altar in a different part of my home, all with the intention of creating vibrational space for the divine feminine, to welcome these new, very high and refined frequencies. Well, the same is vital for the body as well. Your body is a holy temple, a vehicle through which energy flows and influences, informs and transforms. The lower self is fading away with every breath and every choice, every moment and decision of a passage that is creating profound and lasting impact on your consciousness and experience. I am aware at least once or twice a day that the experience I am in the midst of now will change everything I think I know about myself, life, this planet, humanity, and the greater mystery of existence. This is true for all of the light tribe as we surrender into being. Following the energy of this newly vibrating moment in time, listening, trusting, dreaming, moving beyond the negative, critical, wounded insecurities of the lower self, consciously choosing a new relationship to everything and everyone. This is the gift of this now, wholly precious and unconditional. This shimmering new human, new earth, crystalline field of emerging light and realities with all its transparency is amplifying heart-based communications and peace, even as it rewires neural pathways to assist us in aligning with highest intent and the perspective of our higher self. Love and only love. New creative solutions and the pure alchemy of mastery. A new human design. Some qualities of the new timeline, new reality. Feeling a whole new level of appreciation for what is, all of what is. Perceiving your personal experience and the greater reality around us with trust, surrender, and an unconditional love for existence. Feeling more anchored in your body, a new sense of your own presence. The senses of moving without effort, walking with a strong measure of center and stillness. The observer is much stronger. The ability to view your reality from a sense of neutrality and gratitude. Unflappable. The old reality seems at a far distance, pushed way out from the day-to-day workings and concerns of the new self. Nothing hinders or sticks to this new self and presence. You feel unflappable. The emotional body is fading right along with the lower self. Non-attachment means the ability to let that shit go. Clarity and maturity. This is truly profound. To begin to experience. And yes, it's challenging to give words to, but there is this sense of being all grown up, of seeing everything really clearly, very present, a new presence within the activity at hand. Next time you are washing dishes and looking out the kitchen window, notice who is really doing the seeing. And how that awareness feels in your mind and body. Spend some time with the latest webcast to truly embody the ascension tools of seeing and feeling. Elevated non-attachment. As presence grows stronger within and the small self fades, there will be a heightened sense of non-attachment. This manifests as a felt lightness of being. With presence, the heart expands and you will feel new love for those close to you. Not needy love, but a love that sees and appreciates them anew. A new level of love for your life, for the struggles within the human plane. For strangers, and for yourself, especially so. It is likened to just having arrived in a new place you have never been before and suddenly feeling, wow, I'm really here. Gratitude. Gratitude is a strong expression of love. As the small self fades, and attachments are released, gratitude expands exponentially. Divine neutrality dissolves all illusion, all suffering, all judgment, all frustration, comparisons, expectation, and sorrow. As we truly begin to integrate and understand this newest upgrade of consciousness, the frequency of gratitude gives thanks for every lesson on the journey, every player in the game, every accomplishment, every defeat, every joy, and every loss. The only way to bring light to the illusion and stop resisting is to flow conscious expressions of gratitude to everything and everyone. A higher understanding of what is happening here is available now that truly dissolves suffering. In my bhakti yoga class recently, my teacher, Michael, was sharing a sutra that said we must love and forgive our leaders to attain this higher understanding. And many people in the room grimaced and groaned because their mind, the lower self, went right to our current government and administration. Well, guess what? We are the true leaders of this planetary existence. We have just forgotten that. And as leaders, we must love ourselves enough to forgive past hatreds and lingering bitterness around what was, is, or might be. This is a collective consciousness. We are all responsible for this co-creation. We are all one. Find gratitude for it all, in everything, at all times, and with all persons. I love you. Thank you for the lesson. This is how we purify the timelines with our personal life streams. We are the new leaders of this world, and we welcome the responsibility of spiritual upgrades at this time. Ma Durga, Ma Durga, Ma Durga. Hail to the Golden Mother who has all power over illusion. Finally, beloved friends and family, lightworkers and devotees of the light, let go. Let go, let go, let go. Drop the tethers to the old timeline realities. You will know them by how your body responds. And align yourself with unconditional love in each moment. The cosmic mother frequency is very unfamiliar energy for most. It, she, divine love, is here to serve this humanity as we shift the old concepts of spirituality and the divine feminine to a very real alignment experience of what the crystalline state is all about. Multiple things are happening very quickly and simultaneously. Most experiences, you can safely dismiss the surface of what appears to be happening and know that everything is calling you into a more complete and anchored embodiment of your true self and your greater roles in the higher dimensional spaces of a new human, new earth existence. Align yourself with the new timelines daily by keeping a journal or using every opportunity to speak words of love, acceptance, forgiveness, appreciation, compliments, and praises for the day, all experiences, and all beings. Challenge yourself further to do this activity for a week at a time, and then sit in the lotus light of the new self you have created space for in doing so. Breathe and use these sacred moments to align with the highest intent, to clear all fear, and to remember. Your truest strength is your ability to be vulnerable, kind, bravely and beautifully you, while bowing to all creations within and without. Devotion and faith are the essence of your true nature and the keys to this very unique and sacred ascension. I am sharing with you here moments of being in my world. For when we are being, we are always together, always in harmony, never separate, aligned with love and only love. In service to love, to the light, and to oneness, always. Namaste.